This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Easter Monday, the 1st of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. Thank you for being here. Particularly a lot of people I know take Easter Monday off. Really enthusiastic to see whether we have a massive audience this morning. I hope the first hour got you fired up, because the second hour is actually going to get you even more fired up. I've got, and like I said, Paul Ingracia, one of the smartest guys out there on our side of the football. You saw this piece, and if Grace and Mo and Carly and Telegram team and the Rumble team, all of them, can push everything out and make sure people read that. We also have another one of our top intellectuals, Roger Kimball, is going to join us here in a moment about President Washington, Easter, all of it, to put it in perspective. And you see from the beginning of the show what their efforts are, our opponents' efforts to destroy America, and particularly destroy traditional America. They hate it. It upsets them that it even exists, and they're hammer and tong to destroy it. So that's my point. This whole election comes down to the last 4 days in New York City, starting on Holy Thursday and going all the way through the officers, not just the wake, but the burial, and that incredibly moving eulogy given by his wife at the mass. And then you see what happened with the pro-Palestinian, the Sharia supremacists. That's Sharia supremacists. They just walk right into the cathedral in New York, think they're going to take the thing over. And what are the Catholics going to do about it? And it's not just any day. This is during the Easter Vigil, one of the most sacred and solemn times in the Catholic liturgy. And of course, then on Sunday, just to be up in your face on this Transgender Visibility Day, you got Whitmer, you got President Newsom and First Lady Newsom putting their thing out, their video out. You got Biden making a mockery of the White House. It's blasphemy. That's what it's blasphemy. But that's their new religion. Of course, it's colors in New York. Now, people saying, well, it's all pastels, something like that. Hey, you make a determination. Because the trans agenda that's their new religion. You throw that in with the climate cult and all of it, that's a witch's brew over there. A witch's brew. And we're going to get to all that. But I got Todd Bensman here. When we did the We Build the Wall, and we built that, particularly that first mile of the wall, because we tried to build, we realized we only had limited resources. We tried to build wall where the Army Corps of Engineers said wall could not be built. They had told President Trump wall can't be built. We built that up that, I think it was Mount Cristo Rey in El Paso, just near where you saw that the border surge the other day, where they're cutting the gate and coming through there, just near there was no wall. We built a wall right up that wall, right up there, so the cartels cannot traffic the women and the children from Juarez. Have you ever seen Sicario? Just see Sicario. That's what we were dealing with. But the concept was building it and then having conferences right there at the wall, and we put up tents and in 115 degree heat have conferences, we came up with the phrase, every state a border state, every town a border town. And we went to Cincinnati and we went to Sierra Vista, Arizona. We went to Cincinnati. We went to Detroit, Michigan, to show people it just wasn't the border towns. It just wasn't the border communities. That Cincinnati and Detroit and New York City and Chicago, all of it, every state a border state, every town a border town. That was the hook. And we had BBC with us in Detroit, and we had the circus, the Showtime with Mark. I think Mark Halperin came. Was it Mark Halperin? No, it was one of the guys from the circus came and did the whole show and interviewed me before and after in Cincinnati when we talked about every town a border town, every state a border state. Well, here recently, and you've seen the invasion. It's now, I don't know, 10, 12. They admit to 9, 10. But Todd Bensman's been on something that, and he's exposed this that's actually shocking for people to do this. They're now so focused on getting this done and destroying every community that they can't wait for just the crossing and put them on buses. They're gonna use air. So now you got a land invasion on the southern border. You're gonna have a sea flotillas coming in from Haiti, just like North Africa is getting to the southern Europe. And of course, they have to have an air game. And this air game's shocking. And the air game's shocking in its audacity, because it's in your face. It's in your face. And they say, oh, well, Abbott and DeSantis, they're ruining the country because they're sending people up on buses to Martha's Vineyard or to Nantucket, where the swells live. Todd Bensman, talk to me. Another blockbuster story from you coming out from your investigation. This is kind of amazing about what's happening. It's amazing. I think Governor DeSantis and these guys aren't maybe up on it, or maybe they aren't doing something we don't see. But walk our audience through exactly what you found through your analysis and what's going on here, sir.
Sure. Coming to you here from Juarez in my hotel room. This is a story at CIS.org. We've talked about this many times. The administration about a year ago put up an air flights immigration admissions program where they just fly people who were going to cross the border, aspiring border crossers, directly from foreign airports into U.S. airports. We have a FOIA lawsuit, the whole bit. The government will not give us the names of these airports where they're flying them in. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them, almost 400,000 that they've flown in this way. But I figured out a way to get closer to where they're flying.
Hold it. Full stop. Just rewind. Hit that number again. 400,000. The U.S. government, the Biden regime, on taxpayers' money. Flown in 400,000?
Not on taxpayer money. They are authorizing the travel for the immigrants in foreign countries. Then they have to come up with their own airfare or arrange their own airfare. It's not government funded. It's not charter flights or anything like that. They're flying commercial, but the numbers are massive. Bringing people that were going to cross the border in through airports so that they don't have to be counted as border crossers, which is the number everybody watches. The piece that's up on CIS.org today shows that the vast majority of them seem to be coming into Florida. They're landing in Florida, airports, international airports all over Florida. 326,000 of them, as near as I can tell, from about 9 different countries, mainly 4 countries: Haiti, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, but also tens of thousands coming in through Texas, being landed in the Houston field office of the Customs, U.S. Customs, and 33,000 landing directly in New York field office, and in California, lots of thousands and thousands being flown in there. But the granddaddy of them all is Florida. We can tell that from public data manipulating and filtering through that they are coming through DeSantis's territory, right where Donald Trump lives. And we haven't heard a word about any of this from the governor because he didn't know about it. Nobody knew about this. Nobody knows this because the administration is closed kimono on all of this. They announced it publicly, yes, but then after that, nobody asked another question about it, and they certainly didn't advertise where they were flying them into. I know that DeSantis, they passed a big, tough law last year, was very upset about immigrants being bused or traveling into his state, but they're flying in by the hundreds of thousands right under his nose. So I've got to call into his office. I hope I'll get some sort of an answer or some kind
hold
of
a response. Hold it. It's 400,000, and the government helps these people make the arrangements, gives them the pardon or the parole to get in here. But how would the governor know? How would the governor of any of these places know if Biden doesn't have a charter or a manifest that shows where they're actually going and won't provide that to people? I thought the last time we were on, didn't they say they couldn't even provide it to you, even with four, you had to go get it because right. they're afraid of airport security.
Right. They're hiding the ball. They have been all along. That's what we're doing. We're trying to listen. It's not just Republican territory. It's Democrat territory that is where the elected leaders are furious at all of the unfunded mandate for caring for all these. They're blaming Governor Abbott for busing them in. And it turns out that there are thousands and thousands that are flying in on a program that could be turned off at a switch on a dime from the White House at any moment. We need to have this information because it costs taxpayer money to take care of the immigrants that are entering your communities. You have to know how to budget for it, or you have to have the information so that you can petition your leaders to shut it down if that's what you want to do. So New York, for example, they had 150,000 come in since 2022. 35,000 of them were these flyers that flew into New York field office. So there's a huge percentage that they could have shut off right away if they knew about it, if they knew to ask about it. And the same goes for Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott. They have flights filled with immigrants that have been approved for these that needn't have been approved, that could be not approved, flying into their states. Now, from there, we don't know where they go. I suspect that the 326,000 that have landed in Florida, not all of them stayed there. Some of them probably transferred onto domestic flights and then went further into the interior. We know that they're landing at somewhere between 35 and 43 different airports around the country. We still don't have the exact details about this, but this is new information. It moves the ball closer. Now we have the regions at least where they're landing, and you can figure out the probable airports from there very easily. You know, how many international airports are in South Florida, right? It's going to be Miami. It's going to be Fort Lauderdale. It's going to be, Tampa. And, it's not that hard to figure out where they're coming into. What's your response to it? I don't know what a governor can do with this.
But we're going to talk about Johnson and these guys later. This could have all been shut down if they had forced Biden, if they forced the Biden regime to the table by saying, we're cutting your money off, all your money for all your beloved programs until we get this border sealed. This could have been a top agenda item. Of course, it's not. On April 1st, we're talking about it. Why? But Johnson, hey, to make sure that we're clear, he's spending all his time over the recess thinking of ways he can fund Ukraine. I am not kidding you, not making this up. Todd, I always recommend people go see Sicario. And remember, Sicario was made, I think, in 2012, over a decade ago. So it is, how much worse is Juarez today in El Paso today when that movie, and that movie's brilliant. And if you watch it, you're so afraid you would never set foot in Juarez in your entire life. How much more dangerous is it today than even when that was built about what's going on?
I mean, this is Sicario territory for sure. They're running all over the place. I was just on my way back from the physical river last night, and we heard gunfire all over the place, and not too far away. That's just the way it goes over here. But, there's a lot of immigrants that are trying to cross and beat Greg Abbott's fortifications. So they're doing these bonsai charges. I just got in yesterday evening, so I'll be out there most of today and for the rest of this week checking it out. But Abbott, so far, they are keeping them blocked out from those bonsai charges that we've been seeing. Looks like they've been firing pepper balls at him now. That's a new tactic that hasn't really been reported. I had a high-level official tell me this morning in Texas that, we fired pepper balls at him to break up one of those. We also have a big caravan coming in here. I met several of the caravanners last night.
Todd, just hold for a second. I'm going to hold you through the break. I want to get a little more of this. I know you got to bounce. Dana Juarez. Very dangerous what Todd Benson's doing, but this is the type of dedication they have over at CIS. Short break, back in a moment.
CCP.
The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out, higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Birchgold.com, gold every couple of days, hitting all-time highs. Find out why. Go to birchgold.com/Bannon. Talk to Philip Patrick and the team. They can give you all the instruments they've got for doing this tax-free or moving some of your assets over tax-free, but you got to talk to them. Also, they'll talk to you about the converging forces that are driving this. We're going to get into, hopefully later, if not, we'll do it this afternoon, about this Ukraine funding and how they're exactly going to impact the dollar, because they understand the American people are just not going to sit there and go, yeah, $60 billion for the Ukrainian oligarchs, go do it. That's dead. But they're maneuvering every different way they can do it, including stealing the Russian people's assets, financial assets, and giving them to the Ukrainian oligarchs. Todd, what you're doing is very dangerous. People should understand Juarez is a war zone. And that's one of the great tragedies of this entire situation on this invasion. If you see the movie Sicario, you'll sit there. Many of you will be shocked. It's actually, I think, a masterpiece. You'll be shocked while you watch it. I can tell you it's 2 or 3 times worse than that today. Todd just told you last night he's on patrol trying to see about these guys coming across the border from Juarez to the United States, and there's gunfire all over the place. I mean, it's a war zone. It's a war zone as bad as anything you saw in Afghanistan or Iraq. Todd Bensman, I want you to be safe, but just give us, what are you doing this week?
Right, I'll be moving all around Juarez and beyond, south of it, both sides of it, tracking what's happening with Texas. Texas is Greg Abbott. They're trying to stem these the flow. We got caravans coming in here. We have lots of runners over on the west side, lots of give-ups on the east side, so there's a lot going on here. You can follow me. I'll be tweeting on this or Xing or whatever. You can follow me at Bensman Todd to follow that. And I'll be writing about certain things when I get back from this trip.
Todd, where do people go in the interim? Where do they go to get you, find you, stay up to date with you?
Right. I'm also on Getter, and I've got an account at Truth Social. You can follow me there. And the book is overrun. It's the only book written about this particular border crisis, how it started and how we're going to get out of it.
It's amazing. How we're going to get out of it. Step one, shut down this government. Don't give them any money. Oh, Johnson already blew that one. Step two, bring President Trump back into the White House. Todd Bensman, thank you so much for being on here. You're a hero. Be safe. Very dangerous down there. Very, very, very dangerous. Extremely dangerous. There was some good news on Easter when I got to read a great piece by Roger Kimball. Roger, why would you be reflecting on, because you're one of our most powerful public intellectuals in the MAGA movement and in the Trump movement. Why would you be reflecting on General Washington's farewell address, sir?
Well, Steve, I wrote about it a few years ago, and I was going to write something about Easter, and then the news that Joe Biden had proclaimed Easter Sunday to be a transgender day of visibility prompted me to revise this piece and publish it again. I was struck by the fact that back in 1956, not that long ago, the city fathers decided to put up on three skyscrapers, they illuminated them at night with three crosses, an affirmation of the Christian spirit of the country. Well, now we have the proclamation that March 31st, Easter this year, is not to be devoted to Easter, but to the Transgender Day of Visibility. Governor Hochul here in New York followed suit and proclaimed the same dispensation and went further. She illuminated several important landmarks, including One World Trade Center, Niagara Falls, and Al Smith building with the colors of the trans flag. Now, Al Smith, of course, was a important Catholic politician. He would be spinning in his grave if he knew that this was happening. So George Washington's farewell address, it was actually published in a newspaper back then. It wasn't delivered orally, but it warned about what he called the fury of party spirit. He warned about unnecessary foreign entanglements. You were just mentioning Ukraine, our adventure in Ukraine. He warned about excessive debt. And he insisted upon the place of religion as the foundation for civic order in this republic. Now, all of these themes are just as pertinent today as they were in 1796 when Washington wrote this address when he on the eve of his departure from politics. Perhaps the most important of these four elements, party spirit, foreign entanglements, excessive debt, religion, was this fury of the party spirit, where he said that what happens is that one faction begins to believe that it is identified with the will of the nation as a whole, and it takes over the nation. And this party faction, this party spirit, not only sows the seeds of discord in this country, it opens the door to foreign intrusion, which we see all over the place, from China, from elsewhere. And of course, we have the tsunami of foreign intrusion, as your previous guest outlined, over our southern border, or the area that used to be our southern border. Now, of course, elided. Now, the curious thing about this document of Washington's is that it's everybody pays lip service to it. It's read once a year on the commemoration of Washington's birthday in the Senate. They go back and forth, a senator from one party, then a senator from another party the following year, will read the entire document. It's about 6,000 words. And yet we although we pay lip service to it, it's describing almost a foreign country, something completely in the past. We have gone far beyond that. And you mentioned in one of your earlier remarks about the way in which the climate hysteria, together with the trans agenda, was endeavoring to undermine the very foundation of this country. I think that is absolutely correct. I've tried to imagine what our founding fathers would say to a presidential and then a governor proclamation celebrating unfortunately a psychological problem of profound dimensions and holding it up, not for compassion, which it deserves our compassion, but holding it up for our emulation. It's very difficult to take the full measure of how far we have gone down this road.
No, Roger, Roger, you know this is better than anybody. If General Washington, given what he had sacrificed in the Revolution to keep the army alive and actually have victory at the end, then his this monumental work when he was attacked by every side in France and everybody to keep the nation together and really form the nation during his two terms as presidency, and then to, like, I think it was Louis XIV who said, no man on earth will ever walk away. If he walks away, he's the greatest man in the history of the earth. He walked away from the presidency. If you told him that a couple hundred years or, you know, 150 years after it, from that office, from the office that he had helped create and then walked away from to give us a republic as close to the Roman Republic, which they idealized as possible, would send out a proclamation on Resurrection Sunday, on Easter Sunday, proclaiming to emulate people who have massive psychological problems, men who think they're women, women who think they're men, and everything in between. What would General Washington, what would General Washington say, sir?
Yes. Well, I mean, hard to put words in his mouth. I think he would be astounded. I think he would be incredulous, as he should be. It's, you know, we have to understand what a fundamental assault on the very fabric of this country we are facing now. And this is only one element of it. Another element, of course, is the $34 trillion in federal debt that we have, all of the other unfunded liabilities we face. It's our involvement around the world with various corrupt regimes. There are many, many factors. But I think Washington put his finger on something, and he picked this up from James Madison and Alexander Hamilton, when he talked about the fury of party spirit, faction. When what happens when Washington, the seat of government, is no longer a neutral territory, it is identified with one party. And that is what has happened. Washington has become the party state. In my opinion, the only way in which we are going to be able to survive as a country is if we can seriously downgrade the place of Washington in the metabolism of our political life.
Amen. Roger, can you hang one second? I want to give all your coordinates, but I want you to come back. Short commercial break. Roger Kimball will join us. Need everybody to go over and check out Birch Gold today. Gold near another all-time high. Birchgold.com/man. Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever, and now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset. That would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, hey, this baby is mine. Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free when you get to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Bannon at signup. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home in broad daylight.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, Grace and Captain Bannon, Carly, everybody else in the live chats over at Rumble. I want to make sure everybody reads this piece on the General Washington's farewell address by Roger Kimball. Roger, where else can they get all your writings, everything you're running, New Criterion, the counter books, all of it? Where do people go?
Right. Well, the New Criterion, our new issue, just came out just today. It's the April issue. Newcriterion.com. And at Encounter, it's encounterbooks.com. I believe you're having my friend Mark Moyer on your show fairly soon. He is the author of a great book, Triumph Regained, the Vietnam War, 1965 to 1968. And he's also the author of the forthcoming Masters of Corruption, which is an account of his time in the a corrupt precinct of the Department of Defense, where he worked under President Trump.
No.
It's an amazing story.
No, no, it's a eyewitness to the administrative state. That's why I love this. Moyer has written. I think you've seen enough Ken Burns and this about Stanley Carnow about the Vietnam War. He's written the two best books in the Vietnam War, and we're looking forward to the third. So it's we're going to have him on for all that.
Third as well. Three-volume work. Anyway,
fantastic.
It'll be a great show.
And where do they get you on social media?
Well, I have an X account. It's Roger Kimball is my handle, and I have a Truth Social account. For some reason, someone preempted me with the name Roger Kimball, so it's Roger Kimball 1 on Truth Social.
Why not? It's a brand. You're a public intellectual.
Yeah, right.
You're the Trump movement's public intellectual. I want the copyright to that. Kimball, you're the best. Keep it up.
Thanks, Steve.
You're a fighter. When you have people like Roger Kimball and Paul Ingracia, you're not doing any intellectual slumming. People know I'm an intellectual snob. So you're not doing any slumming when you're with those two. There's two as bright as you possibly can get. Also, I'm honored to know John Eastman. John Eastman is one of the great defenders of the Constitution. On the 4 days in March that we talked about, the 4 days that ended the month, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, I talked about what went on in New York and D.C. I did not add, we had him on last week, the disbarment of one of the great lawyers and great patriots in this country. That would be John Eastman. I'm honored to have his daughter on, Christina Wheatland. Christina, you and your brother wrote a piece. It's over at The Blaze. It's really incredible. I want you to take it from the top and walk us through it, ma'am.
Great. Yeah. So first of all, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been reading this. It's really making the rounds. And thank you for having me on today to, you know, talk about the lawfare situation that my dad and my family are facing. You know, we're outraged, but unsurprised. We know my dad is one of the greatest threats to the far left regime. So we've been ready as we can be for everything and fighting back with everything that we have. So, yeah, the peace itself, you know, actually my brother and I, we were, you know, the decision to disbar my father came out last Wednesday of Holy Week. And so my brother and I said, you know, let's get together. My dad's not going to be able to update his blog on givesendgo.com. So let's, you know, let's write a little blog post for him to help him out this week. And it slowly and surely turned into a giant op-ed because, you know, we had a lot of frustration and, you know, encouragement that we wanted to share pent up. So and, you know, I was a grad student at Hillsdale College in politics. So I had the kind of the lawfare side of things that I wanted to talk about. My brother studies theology. So he had kind of the context of Holy Week that he did a beautiful job laying out. So, yeah, we really just wanted to explain from our perspective, you know, how meaningful and outrageous it was that this happened during Holy Week and, you know, talk about what people can do. You know, I outlined some ideas specific to lawfare for the conservative movement, which, you know, to this point has not been providing intellectual solutions or political solutions for this problem. And, you know, given that lawfare is, I think, lawfare, election integrity, and immigration are the three greatest threats to our country right now. So everyone really needs to get on board.
Talk to me about, and I want everybody to read this. So Grace and Mo, I want to push this out everywhere on all of our social accounts, and I want to make this a thing. It's already gotten tremendous virality. How's your dad? You know, the trial was 35 days. We live streamed it every day and had tens of thousands of people watching it, and it was just an outrage from beginning to end. How is your father, because he's been vilified, I think he's been fired from the deans, he got to bounce at University of Colorado. And obviously we're going to get this overturned, but it's going to take a huge effort. But how's your father and your family holding up?
You know, like I said, we're outraged. But at the same time, I think President Trump said it best. My dad's a brilliant constitutional authority. He has guided my family through this storm. And, you know, his whole career has equipped him for what he's facing. You know, I just really want to highlight his education. You know, he studied political philosophy at Claremont Graduate School. He has a PhD in government, which teed up his law degree from what was the top law school at the time, University of Chicago Law School, clerked for Justice Clarence Thomas. You know, his litigation, his education, his teaching, everything has really prepared him for the battle that he's facing. So, you know, as hard as things have been, you know, we are not victims. We believe in this. We believe in this justice system of this country. I know a lot of people see the trial, the bar trial, and they see what's going on in Georgia. They see what's going on with the J6 committee, and they want to throw in the towel. But we firmly believe in the principles of this country, and I think my dad is the best example of a comeback that we're about to see.
Christina, how do they follow you or get to the blog where you wrote this if they want to keep up to date with everything that's going on with your father, his case, his thinking, and also your family? Where do they go?
Yes, please go to givesendgo.com/Eastman. givesendgo.com/Eastman. My dad posts updates when he can there. So you can also donate and you can submit prayers. My family, it warms our heart to read those prayers. So please keep sending those. The article itself that my brother and I wrote can be found at The Blaze. I think it's still on probably the front page. So go ahead and, Blaze Media right there. You can go see it there.
Fantastic. Christina, thanks for doing this. Thanks for coming on. And as always, this audience, the Warren Posse and our entire audience has your family's back.
Thank you. Thank you.
A great man. Great man and a great family. His kids, a son and daughter are standing up there. There is difference in degree and not in kind between the opening of the wife of Stephanie Diller, the wife of the slain police officer. You heard her tremendous eulogy for her husband and what's going on with the Eastman family. It's under every aspect of society, every aspect of our culture is under attack. And it's going to be the Stephanie Dillers and the Christina Wheatlands and others. You got to stand in the breach. If it's too hard for you, if you blink or you can't take it anymore, you go away, but then you're going to lose the country. You're going to lose it. Barry Wernick now in Dallas is in a dogfight, but he's not giving up. They've got a recount that's going to start tomorrow. Barry, give us the details of this. What's going on and how can this audience help?
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on. Number one, the way that this audience can help is wake the rest of the world up. The War Room Posse has been up. They've been awake. They know what's happening with election integrity or insecurity of our elections. My number one promise as a candidate was to fight for election integrity. And although the machine votes said that I lost by several hundred votes, this is a great opportunity to actually restore confidence and trust in the election systems. And maybe the best way to do that is to get rid of these electronic voting systems. We've seen a lot of problems with it. We start our recount tomorrow, and we'll be doing a hand ballot recount tomorrow. Best thing that I can tell the War Room Posse to do is to keep on doing what they're doing. They used to call us all conspiracy theorists. And Dr. Zelenko used to say, you know, they called Noah a conspiracy theorist until it started to rain. Well, it's raining now and everyone is waking up. So go to my ex.
Barry, just we're going to send it to social media in a second, but I just want to go, the person you're up against, I mean, this is clearly MAGA and the grassroots versus the corrupt Bush kind of Texas establishment, which has been fighting Paxton and been fighting the grassroots effort down there for years. The stakes are you, who's your opponent?
Okay, so I was fortunate to get Trump's endorsement, the only candidate that Abbott didn't endorse, in which Trump endorsed. So I got the endorsement from Trump to fight against the establishment, the Uniparty. Who I'm up against is Morgan Meyer. He's a 10-year entrenched incumbent. He was the manager of the House impeachment of Ken Paxton, the greatest attorney general in the country. He also is one of six on the Legislative Audit Committee, and he holds that distinction to be the only member of the House to be a House manager on impeachment and a member of the Legislative Audit Committee. That means that we don't know how much this whole impeachment cost us. Now, we know how much it's cost this country in having Ken Paxton not there to fight against Biden every day. But the guy I'm going against is the Speaker, Phelan's right-hand man, top lieutenant. And the way the House in Texas runs is we may have a Republican majority, but it's run by the Democrats because our House Speaker, Dade Phelan, he takes his marching orders from the Democrats in order to stay in power. And the Republicans he has on his side, like his top lieutenant, Morgan Meyer, the guy I'm going up against, well, he does anything that Phelan tells him to do. And that's it. I mean, imagine non-citizens being able to use their TWIC card as a form of valid voter ID. I mean, these are the things that they vote for.
Barry, where do people keep up with this, give access if they want to support you? I want to know every touch point people can go in this audience.
Okay. First of all, X. That's the only social media I really have, and it's Wernick for Dallas, the number 4 Dallas. And I want to hear from you. I want to know what you think and spread the word. I've got a whole bunch of information on there on the electronic voting systems and how they haven't even been hash validated or certified since 2019 in Dallas. Also, my website, Wernick for Texas, all spelled out, WERNICKFORTEXAS.com. And you can go there and find out more about what's going on. And once again, I mean, this War Room posse is crazy. I heard from Steve from Fargo, North Dakota, Glenna from Columbus, Ohio, Moshe Abramowitz from New York. I was up there visiting my brother in the hospital, and the guy said, I recognize you from the War Room posse. So, he goes, you're one of us. You are a War Room posse. So I got Hasidic Jews and Catholics and everyone else in between. You have an incredible audience, and I'm glad to be part of it. Yeah.
You're one of the warriors in the tip of the spear, endorsed by President Trump in a huge runoff, huge recount tomorrow. Make sure everybody goes, checks it out today. Barry, fight on. We'll have you back on as we find out more about this recount.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, brother. Barry Wernick down in the heart of the beast trying to, MAGA should be dominating Texas, not looking for scraps. Home title lock. We need you at the ramparts. We don't need you worrying about how you're going to pay off a second mortgage that was taken out because somebody got to your title. They can do it easier than they've ever been able to. Not just people around you or maybe a lawyer or whatever does it. I'm talking about artificial intelligence, cyber, state actors, non-state actors. HomeTitleLock.com. Go there. Immerse yourself in information. Do it today. Short break back. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room-type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited-time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, Easter Monday has started off with a bang. The 5 and 6 o'clock show are going to be on fire. I can tell you that already. We're like overbooked, so we're going to carve some back because I have to have space to do more rants. So there's obviously a lot going on. 2 weeks from today is going to be the kind of the hill they're going to die on stopping President Trump, and that is to destroy him in the court's lawfare. So 15 April, 2 weeks from today, we're actually going to have Real America's Voice and we're going to have live coverage from the courthouse. I'm working out right now with Robin Parker Sig and others on the production team to figure out how we're doing. We're going to announce we're also going to have some special folks are going to do commentary and analysis that understand this. Hopefully we get Mike Davis, some other folks too that we're working on right now to make sure that we secure, because this is not about a bookkeeping problem at all. April 15th is also tax day. I know a lot of people worry about that, particularly folks. And listen, this and the credit cards, I want to make sure, and I'm going to say this over and over and over again. Fear not. It's a process. It's a process. If you get the right advice, it's all going to get worked out. Now, there's going to be a little pain because, I mean, you're going to have to pay. Obviously, you're going to have to pay and do some things. But it's not – you get in your head and just don't want to address it. That gets to be a problem because it then starts to build and the demon inside your brain starts to take over. This is where you got to just set it aside and say it's a process. And I'm going to go through this process. But to go through the process, you need smart people to say, hey, here's what you should – here's what you can do. Here's what you should do. And here's what you shouldn't do. But it's a process. It can't be avoided. You're going to have to come to grips with this. In particular on this taxes, if you haven't filed or your filings are wrong or you're getting letters from the IRS, Josh Hanna, now from Tax Network USA, joins us. Josh, April 15th is coming up, and I know people that maybe have not filed multiple years, et cetera, that's an issue. Walk through exactly what you guys do to help folks out.
They really want to get ahead of it. This year, the IRS is gearing up like never before. They've sped up the process to where they file for you. If our firm could get in as quick as possible, we can halt all collection efforts and get their taxes settled.
What do you mean they file for? They've sped up and they file for you. Tell me what is that? They just say if you haven't filed, they're going to file and just say here's what you owe and it's your tough break.
Well, there's forced compliance. The IRS wants to avoid having everybody sent to tax court because it'll turn the tax court into it'll turn it into the DMV. There'll be lines out the door. So what they do is they file for you, put you in a compliant status where your tax return is filed by the government, and then they start the collection process on that balance. Most of the time, that balance is incorrect. I would say 99.9% of the time, it is entirely, filed by the government. So, they don't give you any deductions, any credits, any write-offs. Everything is super
inflated. Let me guess. It's 99% of the time incorrect, and it's always to the government's favor. It's higher. It's more than you actually owe if you did it correctly.
Absolutely.
Funny how that works. So how can you guys help? Tell me how you help.
Well, we have a full spectrum team of tax attorneys, CPAs, enrolled agents, forensic accountants, and our job is to work in the taxpayer's benefit. We understand the code. We know the process. We have relationships with the IRS. to where we can get these documents filed a lot quicker. Just to give you an example, I had a client last year who owed $50,000 or so to the IRS. She couldn't understand why her payment was $2,100. Turns out she had filled out a financial questionnaire and the IRS had an error on her mortgage statement. So they didn't count her mortgage statement. So we were able to unwind that and actually get her a settlement and a reduced balance payoff.
Where do people go, Joshua, and everybody go today to start making contact with you guys? Where do they go? How do they get to you? How do they get to your team?
They can either call 800-245-6000 for a private conversation right now with a tax analyst, or they can fill out a private questionnaire here on our website, TNUSA.com/Bannon.
TNUSA.com/Bannon. Do it today. Fear not. Put the fear. It's all a process, but you got to talk to people that know what they're doing, because this is quite complicated. And don't think those new IRS agents are going after the wealthy. Wealthy got great tax lawyers, tax accountants to come after you, the unprotected. Josh, thank you so much. Thank you for Tax Network USA, what you guys are doing. Go there today, TNUSA.com/Bannon. Thanks, brother. Keep hammering. We're going to have Josh in the run-up to April 15th. Tax Day is also the first day of President Trump's trial of this bogus, business filing charges in New York. Mike Lindell, it's Easter Monday, but people have been buzzing all weekend about the deals. Give me some deals on Easter Monday, brother.
These are huge, everybody. For the War Room Posse, we're having a $25 extravaganza sale. $25 gets you two of the multi-use pillows. This is what you've all been going after. I use them everywhere. These are the go-anywhere pillows. There they are. We have the Roll and Go pillows. We have the My Pillow Giza. You can either get queen or king size for $25. Six packs of towels, $25. The sandals, $25. The kitchen towels, $25. This is the $25 sale. We've never done like this, anything like this in history with the War Room Posse. And if you go to the website, I'll tell you what we're getting low on. You guys have this first. The bathrobes, we have an open box sale, $39. Get those. When they're gone, they're gone. They're very limited. Get those now. That's exclusive for the War Room Posse. There's the $25 MyPillow premiums, how the MyPillow all started. We've sold over 84 million of them now. You guys need to get those for $25, the lowest price in history. The MyPillow sandals, the beach towels are in. Everything. When people come up to me all the time, they go, Mike, I got every one of your products. I love supporting your USA company. I said, oh, we've got more. We've got more. Well, we do have more, everybody, and we're on sale for the War Room Posse. You guys are amazing. You guys make it possible that I can be out helping secure our elections, because I know my employees are secure because of the War Room Posse taking advantage of all these great specials. And you guys call my operators.
MyPillow.com, promo code WARROOM. MyStore.com, promo code WARROOM, to get to all the entrepreneurs. And, of course, 800-873-1062. Brother Lindell, glad to see you working on Easter Monday. We'll have you back on this afternoon. No, Mike Lindell, giving you exclusive deals on the War Room to the posse. Charlie Kirk, the great Charlie Kirk, is next. Following him, Jack Posobiec. Then we have Miranda Khan. And Tara Dahl, and you're back in the War Room 5 to 7 tonight. We will be on fire of that. I will commit to you. Charlie Kirk next.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.